Titus 3, 3 through 7, out of the NIV, and it reads, "At one time we were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." Yes. We bless you, Lord, for your word. Holy Spirit, lead us further.
Thank you, Lord.
As we hear what the Father has to say to us today, let us be attentive. And we thank you in advance, Lord,
yes,
for making us good ground to sow a seed in.
Yes, God.
And a good ground to grow in. We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may have a seat. Titus 3, 3 and 7. Again, it says, "At one time we were foolish, disobedient, deceived and enslaved." And Paul here is very kind when Titus wrote this. Titus is very kind because of the fact that it says, "at one time." Because I can think of recent times when we might have been foolish or disobedient, deceived. But it talked about how we lived. We lived different than we did before because of Christ. He saved us not because of righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy. So the title of this message for the day, the thought, "Mercy Said No." Mercy Said No. And there's a song, I believe C.C. Wine is singing, "Mercy Said No." Mercy is compassion or forbearance, which forbearance means patient, self-control, resistant, and tolerance, especially to an offender or to one subject to one's power. In order to be show mercy, you must have power over someone. Now, we don't have power over anyone. We have responsibilities that we use that as power. Because we have responsibility, we sometimes translate that into power. But what we're going to talk about first part is just power. And there's no one powerful, there's no one that's dunamis but God. Amen?
Amen.
Mercy said no. Luke 6:36 says, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." Matthew 5:7. "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy."
Mm-hmm.
Mercy is given. It can't be taken. You can't take mercy. And the only one that can give mercy is the Father. And he does it without having an ulterior motive. So why do I say only the Father? Because compassion or forgiveness is shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. And I say it is only because God, because you mentioned this morning, Pastor Dye, about God has to turn the hearts of men. God has to give us the power to show mercy. Because if we really think about it, mercy is the last thing we want to show dealing with the situation. The mercy is not something we want to show. Listen, you're saying that you're ready to let everything be forgiven. Again, Jeremiah 17:9-10 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Question mark. "I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve." Mercy. Mercy says nothing. There is a parable in Matthew. And it reads like this in the book of Matthew. And it starts at the, I'll just read it. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to tell you about it. But it's in, I better tell you what it is. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Matthew 18. It's pretty long, so I'm not going to read it all. You can read it at your own leisure, but you'll get an understanding of it, but you've heard it before. Matthew 18, starting the 23rd verse. And it talks about the parable under unforgiving servant. Some, in some reading, it says the unmerciful servant. And it talks about, Jesus started off in 23rd verse, and therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him, since he was not able to pay. The master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. I might as well go ahead and read it, the entire, maybe verse 26 right now. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. Amen? Cancel the debt and let him go. You have any debts that were canceled and it was just let go, you saw it, and you wondered, you knew you were trying to get it done, but you knew that you weren't going to be able to get it done, and the debt was canceled. You find out what happened, and you just, the feeling that you get when you realize that you were powerless to pay back this debt at this time. You were powerless to pay it. All you wanted was what? Mercy. You wanted some mercy. Just don't hurt me. Because listen, when you're talking about mercy, there's harm coming on the other end of that. The mercy that we receive from the Father, there was harm on the other end of that because of the fact that we were lost in sin. And sin, the reward for sin is death. The wages of sin, the Bible says in Romans, wages of sin is death. We were destined to die. We were predestined to live. And God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as he said in Titus, who redeemed us, who paid a price. He showed his mercy toward us. We could not pay this debt. There is a sigh that comes when a bill is paid off. It's like, woo! I don't know, maybe it was $25 going out for the last 10 years. And you realize it just got used to it, 25. But then when it's paid, and you realize the little thing comes, and the sheet tells you, if you continue to pay $25, you're going to have 10 more years of this. If you pay more, it'll be paid off in a shorter time. But you realize you couldn't pay more than the $25, and so you got 10 more years of payment. You know, I can't wait till this is done. But when it is done, there's a release. There's a thank you. There's such a thank you in there. I think each bill has a different thank you. It may be different. One is thank you. Thank you. And just thanks. That's how to, you know, put some motion to it, some hands to it or whatever. Praising God. That's what happened to us when Christ came and God showed his mercy to us. He commended his love for us while we were yet sinners. He commended his love. He showed mercy to us for a debt that we could not pay. We could not pay it. We can't do anything. Some people think that you can do some great things. You tell them, I need you to go into a foreign land, climb this high mountain, and there you will find your destiny. They'll do that. But when the word says, trust the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and lean not to your understanding, I don't know if I can do that. But you give them a task that they can do, and they'll succeed at the task. But the simple thing of just having faith and believing, they don't want to do that. However, it makes no difference because the Bible tells us mercy said no to our destruction. Mercy said no to our being separated from the Father. Mercy said, no, I love you. I'm going to give love instead of condemnation. I'm going to convict you, make you aware of it, but I'm not going to condemn you. I'm going to show you what mercy means. That's why mercy is an action. You can't just talk mercy. I give you mercy. No, there's some action that has to follow that. There has to be a pronouncement, and then there has to be an action to go along with what mercy means. It says having compassion. Not taking power over this person. Not doing harm to that person. Mercy says that I'm going to not do to you what you deserve. No one did it to you. No one did it to us. We did it to ourselves. And those who have not accepted Christ in their life, it's not that it can't be reversed, it's that they have to accept the mercy. Now, look at this down in the 26th verse of 18th chapter Matthew. And at this, after the servant, he said, 25th verse, I'll go back. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and children and all he had be sold to repay the debt. And 26, look what the servant did. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged. Now listen to what he said. He said, be patient. You can be as patient as you want to. He still couldn't pay his debt. This was like, the Bible talks, if you read it other places, it talks about giving kind of idea. Remember, this is a parable, and it's a teacher lesson. Say it was $1 million. If he didn't have it today, how patient do you want somebody to be? It's like somebody said, hey, let me hold this and I'll give it back to you. You know, they can't pay it back. Why? Because they don't have it to pay. They already in the hole, so how are they going to give back to you something they don't even have? But he says, be patient with me, he begged. And I will pay back everything. The servant's master, what did he do? Took pity. Had mercy. What did he do? He didn't say, okay, I'll give you so many years to do this. What did he say? What's your Bible say?
He was moved with compassion.
No, after he was moved with compassion, what did he do?
He gave him
He did what?
He canceled.
Lord have mercy. If I got something in the mail that said this bill you had, it's just been paid for. It'll be talking about wait till Sunday. I'll be calling folks, texting folks. Look what the Lord done to you. Hallelujah. My knee might be hurting right now, but I'll be moving around, skipping around, thinking that it was canceled. We'll be singing some, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty, all kind of songs be flowing out there. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll be singing songs, praises be coming forth. And we'll be thanking God. And he said, the servant's master took pity and canceled the debt and let him go. Not just him, his family as well. Anything he possessed, he kept it. He didn't want it, so he just canceled. No attribution. Nothing later on. No little hook say, don't you forget what I did. But this is what happened. He was supposed to remember what just happened. All that joy he had for canceling somebody's death, he forgot. He forgot. He forgot of the joy of having this big weight of something you could not do or could not pay back, this debt. And all that, his family being saved and not being hurt and his possession, he was reconciled. He was giving back hope. And the feeling that he had, all the joyous things that he had, the release that he had, he forgot. And we don't want to do that ourselves, remembering what God has done for us. The magnitude of what he did for us, the mercy of God, the mercies of God to not push us to the side or let us die in our sins. The mercy of God. He showed compassion. He was the only one that had the power to do it. No one else could do it for us. But this is what the servant did. But when that servant went out, in the 28th verse, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. Now listen, he had owed 10,000 bags of gold. That's what he owed. He found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 silver coins. A very, very small percentage. Not even close to what he owed. He grabbed him and he began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. You see any mercy in that? You see anything where somebody has been forgiven of a debt that was 100 times greater than what his fellow servant owed, but he had no compassion? Do you see any compassion in that? Now, the Bible doesn't talk, it's telling us about this parable, but doesn't tell you how long it took from the point where he got his praise on and from the time he forgot and went out for his fellow servant. Because it doesn't make a difference how long it was. The fact is that it's happened. And just like us, the time when we accepted Christ in our life, it makes no difference how long it is. We never want to get to the point where now we're going out to folks and talking about now, you need to pay up. Without having some kind of compassion. Without forgetting about what God has done for us. And he said, listen, we talked about it in Matthew. You know, in the Beatitudes, we just used the scripture about blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. So, and we seem to say the Lord's Prayer, forgive me of my debts that I forgive my debtors. That's mercy. Forgive me of mine as I forgive others. We need to pay it forward. So the same measure that was met out to us without any kind of ulterior motive, it's the same thing we need to give to others. We need to give that same mercy to forgive them. Because we want our stuff forgiven. That's a hard thing when you're going through the midst of a storm, when you're thinking, all they need to do is do this, and then everything will be good. All they need to do, and we'll start trying to map out somebody else's relationship, how it should be. And once they get there, they will be good. God didn't do that. He didn't do that. He came to us. And he sent his son to us while we were wretched, while we were lost, or we were still in the thick of it. But he saw us later what we could be in him. And we have to see that in others. We don't want to get amnesia and start being like the servant who went back. And we may not go back and physically choke somebody, but we're very demanding when we go to others And we forget how the compassion, it wasn't demanded when God came to us. He brought love. When you could have been demanded, you say, get away from me, you unclean thing. Or not said anything. Sometimes that's worse than getting a beating. Sometimes but getting a spanking, it's the silence. You know why? Because you don't know when it's coming. And that's the most scary part. I hope my mother don't hear this tape because I remember. I'd rather get it over. It's the time where it gets into late in the evening. I thought I got away. And then, uh-oh, hear my name called. And we went to Sunday school back in that day, so all I was caught, all I was saying in my heart was, Jesus! I had a high-pitched voice then. Inside it was, Jesus! Anyway, but mercy. Mercy said no. And we need to make sure mercy says no to unforgiveness, to retaliation, to show compassion. Yeah, I have the power. Yeah, you do. You have the power to love someone. You have the power to forgive someone. That's power. But it was given to us by the Father. Because he says he's transforming us by the renewing of our minds in the Word. So he wants us to be able to emulate him as he did it to us. That's where the power comes in. That's why hearts are turned. Because our natural state, it's like, I want my money. I want it now. That new dress you got on, go return it. Get a refund, give me my money. Or those shoes or whatever you did. I see you doing this. Where's my money? Where's my money? There's no different than what he said. Pay back what you owe. He demanded. And the fellow servants went back and told the master what he had done. And he took him but this part here, the fellow servant, when he came and grabbed him and told him to demand the money, he asked him this. He said the same words that he said to the master. He said, be patient with me, and I will pay you, pay it back. He didn't have any patience. The unmerciful servant didn't have any patience with another servant. The same measure that he wanted, he didn't want to give to anyone. He refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. This is verse 30. 31 says, when the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. 32, then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, excuse me, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. Now listen, it didn't say he was put in jail. It said he was tortured until he paid back all he owed. Don't you know he's never going to pay that back? This is symbolic of what happens when we're separated from God, when sin, when we die in our sins and we're in hell. There's torture. You can't pay it back. You couldn't pay it back while alive. You're not going to pay it back after you leave here. There's torture. Listen what it said. In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. Listen to that. 35th verse. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you. This is Jesus saying this. Each of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. God looks on our heart. He looks on the heart of the man to see how we're dealing with folks. Again, you may have never put your hands around somebody's throat or did anything with your hands, but your heart is what God is looking at. And we don't want to be condemned by our hearts. Even though you can be holding the person's hand or walking with the person somewhere or being with them, your heart is saying that you haven't forgiven them. That's why forgiveness is so important. Forgiveness is mercy. I could, but I'm not. God could have, but he didn't. No. Mercy said no. Mm-hmm. Mercy was shown and is evident in our lives today. It was before we knew him. The sacrifice of Jesus, as we read in Titus 3:3-7. And even after we've known him, mercy is evident from the Father. When someone has done something to us that is horrible, mercy says no. You're saying, no, you will not die, you will live. And out of our mouth, we're trying to speak life and not death to someone. It takes the power of God to show mercy because of our natural tendency, our fleshly tendency to destroy or kill. And this can be done with our tongue, gossip, or sore discord. But mercy says no. Mercy has compassion, forbearance, patience, self-control. Sound like the fruit of the Spirit. Restraint and tolerance. The scripture says, again in Titus 3:6, he saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by this, by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Mercy said no.